welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. Since this week's program comes very near BIX's 98th birthday, I will devote, with the exception of a couple of sides from the album Shades of BIX, to recordings by the master himself. I will start today's program by playing a couple of songs that BIX recorded twice each time with a different band. First, I will have two versions of Mississippi Mod. First, from January 20, 1928, the Frank Trombauer version with BIX Beiderbecke on cornet, Charlie Margulies on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Rube Crozier on tenor sax or bass sax, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Chester Aslett on alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, Matty Malnick on violin, Carl Kress on guitar, Hal McDonald on drums, and the vocal is by Bing Crosby with Frank Trombauer. I will follow that with the Paul Whiteman version. By the way, the Trombauer version was from January 20, 1928. The Whiteman version almost exactly a month later on February 18, 1928, with BIX Beiderbecke on cornet, Eddie Pinder on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Chess Hazlitt and Frank Trombauer on saxophones, Izzy Friedman on clarinet, Charles Strickfaden on tenor sax, Roy Bargey on piano, Min Liebruck on brass bass, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Mike Trafficante on string bass, Hal McDonald on drums. The vocal here is by Irene Taylor, and she's backed by Bing Crosby, Harry Barry, Sal Rinker, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, and Austin Young. I will play version 3, take 3 of Mississippi Mod. So here is BIX in 1928, first with Frankie Trombauer, then with Paul Whiteman playing Mississippi Mod. Thank you.
gonna be singing presently up in Salt.
Well, you know I ain't heard no singing yet.
You just get a load of this on you. La-dee-dee-da-da-da-da.
Oh, is that it?
That's part of it. That's the prelude. Now we sing. When the sun goes down, the tide goes out, the darkies gather round and they all begin to shout. Hey, hey, Uncle Dud.
Oh, you mean your old Uncle Dud down on home there with his feet in the mud?
I don't mean Uncle Dud's pappy and his feet's really in the mud. And what a dance do they do? Lordy, how I'm telling you, they don't need no band. They keep time by clapping their hands. Just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat their feet on the Mississippi mud. Time by clapping their hands, just as happy as a cow chewing on a cud when the darkies beat the feet.
So you done jumped up and got me beating my feet.
And the darkies beat the feet on the Mississippi mud.
Lordy, how they play. Boy, they really sway.
Thank you.
Bix really dominates the Frankie Trumbauer version of Mississippi Mud. I would like to turn now to a couple of recordings of Louise. That was the song made famous by French entertainer Maurice Chevalier in the film The Innocence of Paris. The first version of Louise will be from Paul Wyman and his orchestra, recorded on March 15, 1929, with a vocal by Bing Crosby. And then the second version will be by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, recorded on April 17, 1929, with a vocal by Smith Paldou. So here is Bix, first with Paul Wyman, then with Frankie Trumbauer in Louise.
Whisper Louise, birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. Ah, but to be so near you thrills me through and through. Anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise. Thank you.
free seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the tree seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you, I love you. Every little beat that I feel in my heart seems to repeat what I felt at the start. Each little sign tells me that I adore you, Louise. Just to see and hear you brings joy I never knew. But to be so near you thrills me through and through. Now anyone can see why I wanted your kiss. It had to be, but the wonder is this. Can it be true? Someone like you could love me, Louise.
There has been quite a bit of discussion in the forum about sound quality in reissues of 78s. I strongly agree with Norman about the desirability of preserving exactly all of the sound of the original master, or, in the absence of the master, a clean new record. On the other hand, several engineers have done a so-called digital enhancement of the original. One example of such digital enhancement is in a CD that Jean-Pierre kindly sent to me. This is a Diapason d'Or CD number FDM36713-2. On the cover of the CD there is a stick-on that declares, roughly translated, "Jazz breaks the wall of sound, a revolutionary technological procedure for an exceptional sound." And let me read also what it says in the liners. Let me see. It says, "My idea was to start with the original signals inscribed deeply in the wax to enlarge and enrich the entire sound spectrum until inaudible and mute, to rediscover the best of classic jazz and bebop. It was necessary to clean each carefully chosen song, meaning that every useless scratch and annoying click had to be wiped from each band without stripping away the grainy original sound. In order for the music to have a more spacious sound, in order to invent stereo, subtly balanced, neither shocking nor forced, in order to offer a quality that has been unknown until the present, a richness of relief and a deep, full sound, and yet achieved not yet achieved with the 78 record collection. The result is really spectacular." Well, I'm not so sure about that. In fact, I do not like it. Nevertheless, let me play a couple of sides from this CD, both recorded on September 28, 1927 by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra, with Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Don Murray on clarinet, Bobby Davis on alto sax, Frankie Trumbauer on C melody, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Chauncey Morehouse on drums, Joe Venuti on violin. The arranger for Crazy Cat is Bill Chalice. So here is digitally enhanced and stereofied Bix in 1927. And that is Bix in 1927 at his peak, and no digital manipulation is going to change that. I would like to read a paragraph from the liners written by Richard Sodholder for the Giants of Jazz Big Spiderbeck set. He's talking about the fact that Eddie Condon didn't like much the Crazy Cat recording, and this is what Sodholder writes. It is not surprising that Condon found Crazy Cat an affront to his sensibilities. It is heavily arranged and does not swing, but it is an intriguing musical cameo, aptly described on the label of the original English Parlophone issue as a tone poem in slow rhythm. Bix's contribution, midway in the record, is a brief, perfectly formed 16-bar jam with a high point in bars 3 and 4, where he moves across a chromatic chordal descent with wit and grace. Well, now I'd like to turn to a couple of recordings with... Some people think Bix is playing there, others think that Bix is not playing, and for others they haven't yet made up their mind. And first I will play A Cradle of Love. This is from a CD that Hans kindly sent to me. It is entitled Timeless Historical Presents Ray Miller and His Brunswick Orchestra, 1924-1929, and the number is CBC 1-066. Cradle of Love was recorded on January 24, 1929, with Ray Miller as director, Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Lloyd Wallen and Jules Festhoff on trumpet, Jim Cannon, Maurice Morse, and Lyle Smith on reeds, Paul Lyman on violin, Art Grunwald on piano, Al Carcella on piano and piano and accordion, Leo Kaplan on banjo guitar, Jules Cassar on string bass or brass bass, and Bill Paley on drums, and Bob Nolan on vocal. I would urge you to purchase this CD because of the very interesting liners in general about the Ray Miller's sides, and in particular there is a very nice article by Brad Kay regarding this Cradle of Love question, whether it is Bix or not, and he makes a good case for Bix being that mystery cornetist. I'm going to follow that by a side that Hans thinks I'm crazy to believe that it is Bix, but I'll play it anyway. This is a recording by Lou Raderman and his Pelham Heath in Orchestra, recorded on March 8, 1928. I will play Why Do I Love You with a vocal by Irving Kaufman. According to Brian Rust, the only player that he identifies in this orchestra is Manny Klein. And he says Manny Klein and another trumpet, a trombone, a clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, piano, banjo, brass bass, drums. And then he says Manny Klein confirmed his having taken part on this recording, but the other trumpet, or cornet, question mark, soloist, is quite uncannily like Bix Spiderbeck. And Lou Raderman is quoted as asserting it was Bix. So here are two sides with possibly Bix Spiderbeck playing on them. First, Cradle of Love with the Ray Miller Orchestra, and then Why Do I Love You with Lou Reederman and his Pelham Heath in orchestra.
I went my way to someone mighty dear who's waiting within a cozy little sweet parade of love, Another year and you will hear that every stick and stone is paid for, and we'll be proud to call our own parade of love. We've got just six little chicks and a tiny little fence around them, one little pond and a toad. Six little trees, all the years in evergreen around them, down by the bend in the road where the neighbors smile most of the while. For we expect a little stranger to make complete our little sweet parade of love.
Maybe that's why I love you.
Biggs or not in those two recordings. Now, I would like to turn to this album, Shades of Biggs. This is an MCA 2-4110, and it has recordings by Jimmy McPartland and his orchestra, as well as by Bobby Hackett and his orchestra. I'd like to play one side from Bobby Hackett. It's George Gershwin's But Not For Me, and it has Hackett on trumpet, Ray Conniff on trombone, Bill Stegmaier on clarinet, Nick Kaladze on tenor sax, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Condon on guitar, Bob Casey on bass, and Maurice Pertil on drums. This was recorded in New York on December 23rd, 1943. So here is Buddy Hackett with Gershwin's But Not For Me. Bobby Hackett certainly plays a good trumpet. Well, let's get back to Biggs now. Happy birthday, Biggs. Come to the end of today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station of the Biggsography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Hayes saying, through his music, Biggs is alive.